Greetings, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the New Year Launching Pad Daily Devotion for this February 3rd. It's our 24th installment of the New Year Launching Pad as we walk through Michael Casey's book, Balaam's Donkey. We've got a wonderful devotion today for you. It talks about memory and how memory becomes presence, and how that presence can come alive even at the communion table. Amen. But also in our daily lives as we hold dearly the memories of loved ones past. So I hope this touches you and helps bring you peace and comfort. I want you to prepare for this devotion by just sitting for a minute, breathing in deep, breathe a couple belly breaths. Take it all the way down to your belly and expand that belly and just slow down. Catch your breath. And now ask the Holy Spirit to join you as we prepare to read. We're broadcasting live today from Lake Springfield, right on the edge of Lake Springfield, in a little cottage on the campus of Villa Maria, a Catholic retreat center in Springfield. And it's a beautiful, beautiful February morning here. We have the candle going, a candle of unknown scent. It's kind of hot pink. I checked with my producer, and she doesn't know exactly what scent it is, so we're just going to go with hot pink. And the monks are ready, the candle's ready, and here, listen to this. Wonder if you can guess this. Want to try again? Oh, friends, that is not tea. That is the Green Mountain Nantucket blend coffee. Nice and smooth. Light roast. All right, I think we're ready. This is called Memory by Michael Casey. He says this. The English writer Julian Barnes had been married for 30 years. When his wife was diagnosed with cancer. She died 37 days after that. Then he wrote a memoir called Levels of Life about the years of grief and acute loneliness that followed his bereavement. At one stage, he even considered suicide, but rejected the idea. You see, if he killed himself, his wife would die a second time. Because the intimate memory of her that possessed him would perish with him. He says this, if I have survived what is now 4 years of her absence, it is because I have had 4 years of her presence. Unquote. In some strange way, she often seemed more present to him after her death than when she was alive. Memory becomes presence. This is one way of understanding what happens when we celebrate the Eucharist, communion, as Jesus commanded us, saying, "Do this in memory of me." When two or three gather in his name, Jesus is present, even until the end of the age. Again, memory becomes presence. The symbolic meal of bread and wine is stamped with Jesus' signature. On a psychological level, it is an opportunity for us to come together and revive our corporate memories of what he did and taught. That is why the Eucharist is never celebrated without a reading of the Gospels. In coming to Mass, we make time and space for Jesus to re-enter our lives. Memory becomes presence. We have an opportunity to present our needs to him and receive from him guidance and comfort and healing. On a sacramental level, The power of the Eucharist to enhance our lives comes from the action of Christ, not from the diligence of the participants. We encounter Christ in communion because He is already there, awaiting our arrival. The external ritual we share makes actual the gracious activity of God in Christ, reaching out to save and sanctify the world. When we hear the word and eat the bread and drink the cup, it is as though Jesus walks among us. This is the mystery of faith. Memory becomes presence. Amen. Well, I have found a wonderful poem today by Mary Oliver, which fits so well with that devotion and with life in general, as always, with her. This is called Logos. Logos as in the Word. Logos as used in the Gospel of John to mean Jesus. Here's the poem Logos by Mary Oliver. Why wonder about the loaves and the fishes? If you say the right words, the wine expands. If you say them with love, and the felt ferocity of that love, and the felt necessity of that love, the fish explode into many. Imagine him speaking, and don't worry about what is reality, or what is plain, or what is mysterious. If you were there, it was all those things. If you can imagine it, it is all those things. Eat, drink, be happy. Accept the miracle. Accept, too, each spoken word spoken with love. Let's listen to that poem one more time, Logos by Mary Oliver. Why wonder about the loaves and the fishes? If you say the right words, the wine expands. If you say them with love, and the felt ferocity of that love, and the felt necessity of that love, the fish explode into many. Imagine him speaking. And don't worry about what is reality, or what is plain, or what is mysterious. If you were there, it was all those things. If you can imagine it, it is all those things. Eat, drink, be happy. Accept the miracle. Accept, too, each spoken word spoken with love. Yes. Wonderful, beautiful. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, give us the grace to imitate what we celebrate. Again, Lord Jesus Christ, give us the grace to imitate what we celebrate. Remain in our memories and keep alive in our hearts the hope of eternal life. For you are our Lord and our King forever and ever. Amen. Oh, shit.
Yeshe bodhi, shi bodhi, bodhi.